Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Warning you, I am seriously stressed out here.
All right, let's not get panicked. We're going to look at the situation calmly and objectively.
Nobody likes to admit that they can't handle the pressure.
I'm having a bad day.
Well, I just hope that while we're waiting, another disaster doesn't occur.
This is going to depress me, isn't it?
Oh, chill out. Chill out.
I'm Jim Byrne. Well, we live in a world where too many families are overcommitted and underconnected. If you're feeling that the pressures of everyday life are closing in all around your family, well, I have two words for you. Lighten up. The breathless pace of everyday life is leaving you feeling overwhelmed. Well, there's good news. Author Carol Ladd joins me during the next half hour for a discussion about a positive plan for creating more calm and less stress in your home. And who doesn't need that? Well, find out how next here on Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Byrnes is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Byrnes. Well, here's some questions for you. Is your home life frazzled? Is your spiritual tank on empty? Do you feel physically exhausted at times? And is life chipping away at your calm and your peace? Well, if you have any of those going on in your life, you have tuned to the right place. We're talking with Carol Ladd today, and we just titled this program, Lighten Up. Carol is a former teacher, now president of Positive Life Principles Incorporated, author of 15 books, including an incredible bestseller book called The Power of a Positive Mom. Incredible book, sold over 130,000 and continuing, lives in Dallas, Texas with her husband and daughters. Carol, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Well, you know, I read your book over the weekend, and I just felt energized. You just must be an incredibly positive person.
I like to think of myself as fairly positive, yes. And glad yet, you enjoyed it.
And yet at the same time, it seems that today's world, we are overcommitted, we are underconnected, we are struggling with the need for calm, stressed out like crazy. Obviously, you're seeing the same thing.
Yes, I am. And I equally have experienced such a stressed out life with so many different responsibilities pulling at me. And so I've recognized this in so many of my friends and women I know, that we feel stressed and overwhelmed in life, and we need to have some answers.
Well, one of the things that you say is just lighten up. I mean, is it really possible to lighten up when the kids are going crazy and there's soccer practice and needy husbands if they're married and, you know, lots of church responsibilities and dogs barking, you know, whatever? Is it possible to actually lighten up, as you say it is in the book?
I really believe it is possible to lighten up, although we have to be intentional about it. We have to be thinking through deliberate ways we can lighten our load. We need to look at what we're doing and see what is stressing us out, and then look at solutions on how we can overcome some of this stress and find our peace and calm in the Lord.
You know, it's fascinating because it really is intentional. And in your book called A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm and Less Stress, you talk about the Big Ten Mom Stressors. And one, I actually started laughing out loud when I was looking at it because this is my wife, Kathy, and you had House Beautiful. And what we laugh about is we actually have a house cleaner come every 2 weeks and we have to clean the house before the house cleaner comes. And that always amazes me. But there is pressure in this area. Why do sometimes moms feel so much pressure to have the house perfect?
Well, I think we look at magazines and we have a bit of an intimidation just when people come over. We don't want somebody to think we're a slob, and we kind of take a little bit of ownership in who we are by how our house looks sometimes. And so we want to have a nice, clean, and yes, beautiful house, and we feel as women that that does say something about us. But on the other hand, we have to be realistic as moms that that's not always possible. And we have to come to a point of taking that picture of perfection off the wall and throwing it away, recognizing that when kids and when family is in progress, there's going to be some difficulty in maintaining house beautiful. So that's one of the areas I talk about that tends to stress out some moms, is that idea that I want the house to look right and I can't seem to maintain that.
The other stressor that really hit me, and I don't know that we'll go through all 10 of them, they can get your book, but was perfect kids. I'm seeing more and more, at least in our area where we live in Southern California, that moms and dads are struggling with the fact that they want their kids to come off as kind of perfect, and yet no families are perfect.
Right, right. And we have to get away from that picture, too, because I am seeing that here in Dallas as well, as parents are striving. They want their kids to be the best. And not every child can be the best. And they also don't want their children to experience any kind of failure or any kind of disappointment. And we have to recognize that sometimes some of these disappointments, or if they fall down and hurt themselves, or if they don't make an A in every class, that that's okay. That can be part of life, and we can learn life lessons, and character is built through some of the struggles in life. And so I want moms to and dads to step back and understand that as well, that there it's okay to have imperfect kids.
Sure.
In fact, we all have imperfect kids, and we're all in a process of learning and growing, and that's healthy and good.
Well, you're so right. You know, families today seem to be so overcommitted. Somebody once said to me, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And you call this calendar chaos.
Yes.
What's the solution to it?
Well, I think that it goes back to, I remember when I would go to the cafeteria with my parents, and they would always say, Carol, don't put more on your plate than you can eat. And I would always look at them and say, I know, you said that to me last time. And then sure enough, I would put more on my plate than I could eat because it all looked so good. So if we can, as parents, I think we could write a book called Life Lessons Learned at Luby's, because there's a lot of great life lessons learned at the cafeteria there.
There's a lot of people who are saying, yeah, but you don't understand. I'm working a job and a half. My husband's working like crazy. My kids are really, really busy and really needy right now.
Mm.
What do you say to them?
I say that we have to, first of all, step back and look at what we are putting on our life plate and our children's plate as well, and to say, wait a minute, is this necessary? Just because everybody else is doing it, do I really need to do it too? And just because my kid wants to do all of these four activities, perhaps we need to choose carefully only two activities or only one activity and save some for later. So I think it's the idea that I've got to do all this great stuff, and I've got to do it now. That's the danger that we tend to have as families. And that's where I say, let's step back and look at our family and not compare to other families, but do what's right for our family and maybe not do it all now. There's a time and a place for everything. And so maybe we do soccer this year, and then we see if that's a good thing for our kids. If it is, then we continue on with it. But if it's not the best sport for them, then we try that next sport instead of doing soccer, gymnastics, dance, and art classes all in one year.
Yeah, we're all on just Tuesday, and then you know you do something else on Wednesday. Great,
yeah.
Great input, and actually courageous decisions to have to say, we're not going to get involved in all of this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Carol Ladd. We're talking about a new book that she's written called A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm, Less Stress. So one of them is you just simply have to lighten up.
And that is good practical advice. Isn't it amazing how sometimes the best advice is also the simplest? And today on Homeward, parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns is talking with author Carol Ladd about more calm and less stress for parents. We're so glad you've tuned in today to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, broadcasting as always from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. You can learn more about the school, the newly minted Division II University at Azusa Pacific there. You can learn more about the school when you go to our website at homeward.com if you're not there already. Remember, we stream audio of each of our weekday programs and our weekend broadcasts and our 60-second short feature. You can just mull around there, browse a little bit, and listen to the audio, look at the video clips. There's so much to do in our online resource center, so if you're not there already, go to homeward.com.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking with Carol Ladd. We're talking about an incredible book called A Positive Plan for Creating More Calm and Less Stress. And as we've been talking about this, we've been talking about the big 10 mom stressors. You know, one of them just seems, Carol, to be, and you mentioned this in your book, daily routine of life. Is it me, or is it just getting busier and busier just to get through the daily routines of life?
Yes. No, I think that's true for families in California as well as in Dallas and all over the nation. There are just so many things on our schedule and on our daily routine. It does seem that that has increased over the years, and it's a tough one. And I think that sometimes can be a major stressor in the home and with moms. So I think it's important for moms to step back and say, are there things that we can do differently? Do we have to have this exact same routine every time? It's also helpful to look and see, well, maybe there's some things that we can hire out, or I don't have to cook dinner every single night. Maybe there are some nights when I can zip through the drive-thru or do something a little different. So it's always healthy and good to look at our routine and then say, if this is stressing us out, maybe we should think outside the box and maybe do a little something different on our routine.
Sure. And, you know, sometimes we need the Bible says, where there is no counsel, the people fall, and the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And I know in your book you talk about this. How important is a good support system in this process of kind of creating more calm and less stress?
Oh, I think it's vital, Jim. It's amazing how often my friends have given me wonderful advice, whether it's the routines that I'm doing or maybe a way of doing something differently in my home, organizing things differently. My friends have been such help to me because they can look at the picture as a whole and say, now, Carol, why don't you think about doing it this way? I know that I have two dear friends that we bounce things back and forth, from how to deal with our kids in discipline areas to how to reorganize our closets. And it is very helpful to have the counsel of friends. And so I think good books are helpful, but good friends are helpful too.
It really is. And, you know, I find that women, at least this is my experience, tend to do better with relationships. But a lot of women are telling me these days that they really are lonely because they're so busy doing important things that they're not connecting with those friendships. What I hear you saying is, listen, if you want to have a good relationship with your kids, with your spouse, with life, you've got to intentionally go after some real accountability and support relationships, don't you?
Yes. I think it's important for us to remember that we aren't self-sufficient beings, that God created us as relational beings. Not only do we need God, we need each other. Iron sharpens iron. And so as much as it's easy to cocoon and to work and try and be self-sufficient in our own home, it is so important for us to recognize that iron sharpens iron, and that not only helping another friend is incredibly fulfilling, but also having friends help us. And so we need to stay connected, and we need to stay open and honest with our friends and let them know, wow, I need some help here. Can you give me some advice here? And that's humbling sometimes, but it's also very helpful in connecting with friends.
You know, I was talking with a woman the other day who was very open and honest with me, very transparent. And she said simply, you know, I feel trapped in my role as a wife and as a mother. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love my husband most of the time, she said. And my kids are, you know, okay, but I do feel trapped. Is there a way to restore hope for her?
I have a feeling there are many women who would say those same words. And I suppose my first question would be, in what way do you feel trapped? People feel trapped in different ways, whether it's because they are so needed in their home that they can't do anything outside their home, and they want to have a little bit of independence. And so I would say, look at how you feel trapped, and then see if there's just small ways, simple ways, that you can find a way to get outside of those bars. And to me, the first place to go is on my knees to say, Lord, I'm feeling boxed in here. And Lord, please help me to feel content and also to see beyond the box and see what is it you would have for me. Maybe it's taking on a new craft, maybe it's taking on a new friend, or joining an organization where I can do something outside of my home that I'm not feeling so confined to just my home. I think that that's what the beauty of organizations like MOPS or these mothers organizations really help moms feel like they can have some connection outside their home so that they're not confined or trapped just in those four walls.
Yeah, and when they are, they really can find some calm and some less stress. It's amazing because sometimes you're adding something like spending time with MOPS, but I find that for many of the moms and frankly dads for other types of programs, when they come into that, that is their place of rest and their place of building up. And I appreciate you saying that. Talk for a moment about the wisdom in the expression, the more you grow up, the less you blow up.
I'm not sure
why you're laughing.
I have to laugh at that statement because, and I used that in the book to say, whoever said that, the more you grow up, the less you blow up, they haven't met a mom, a stressed out mom, because we tend to all think that, hey, wait a minute, I'm a mature grown woman. Why am I losing it with these people in my home that are less than 3 feet tall, and I'm just losing it continually? And it is a big shocker, I think, to most women that as they become a mom, they think they're going to be able to handle it and never lose their temper. In fact, I remember as a young woman, before I had children, I would look at other moms that would lose it with their kids, and I thought, oh, I would never do that. And then I found myself, oh, my, I think I can get kind of edgy and stressed out with my kids.
Isn't it amazing, before you have kids, what great parents we all are?
We are so wise then. And then we have kids of our own, and we see realistically that it's not so easy to stay calm all the time, and it's not so easy to have all wisdom in disciplining. And our kids can stress us out to a point where we blow up sometimes. And so that is something that we want to deal with as moms. And we want to recognize that, yes, it is possible for us to blow up easily, but there are ways to deal with it, and there are ways to calm down and relax as a mom. In the book, I talk about ways to stay cool in the heat of the moment when you're just about to lose it with your kids, but then also in the long run, how to deal with some of those anger issues and to look at those in a deeper way, and what is it that's making me angry?
Very, very good. And, you know, it's possible in the midst of it to realize we're not going to have a perfect life, but we can make some good intentional decisions. Mm-hmm. Hey, in the final short time we have left, what's one practical step a mom can take right now to begin the process of eliminating some of the stress in her life?
I think the number one thing would be to pray. And I know that that sounds like a trite or easy answer, but to me, it's an essential answer. For a number of reasons. Number one is to go to the Lord and cast my cares to Him and say, Lord, I need You. I am not self-sufficient. I need You. And so to give my cares over to the Lord is a calming experience. But also, when I go to the Lord, I can say, Lord, these things are stressing me out. Please help me in this area, and then in this area, and in the area of discipline, and in the area of feeling trapped. And as I lay those before the Lord, I have found personally in my own life, and I know that it is true with all moms, that we can find that He will give us answers. He will lead us to answers for those stressors in our lives. But to me, the prayer is the number one thing, because that brings us to a place of calm and a place of understanding.
And a great reminder is that Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Carol Ladd, thank you so much for being with us. Can I have you on next time as well? We keep talking about, all of us want to lighten up and we want to have more calm and less stress.
Absolutely.
Great.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with author Carol Ladd here on the Homeward Broadcast. We're talking about more calm and less stress for parents. And Carol, the author of numerous books on this topic. And this is a theme that we hear from so many different parents here who write to us at Homeward. They go to homeward.com and drop us a line and say, I'm having such a hard time with this issue because it seems like we're just running like crazy. We're burning the candle at both ends. And then when it comes time for discipline issues or communication problems, it feels like they're just made worse by the fact that we're keeping this breathless pace. And Jim, talk to that overcommitted, underconnected parent right now who is looking for help but really needs some encouragement right now.
You know, this breathless pace we are living, I do believe, is tearing families apart. And we're more overcommitted and underconnected. And it's no wonder that kids are, I think, more depressed and stressed than ever before. In these closing moments, I want to talk about 5 tips for eliminating stress, and it might be not to let 8 kids come over for the weekend. But they're pretty basic, and I think they're pretty powerful, and I think they're very effective, and I think I need to listen to my own advice. So here it goes. First tip, create a calm environment. Don't let the stuff of everyday life turn your home into a stress center. I mean, this happens in our life. It happens in your life, I'm sure. But we've got to work intentionally at building a calm environment. You can and you must win that war. Second tip for eliminating stress at home is refresh your own spirit. It's called self-care. Make time each day to spend time with God, to take a breather, to sit and enjoy and smell those roses. It may be just a few moments in the morning, but make sure, again, the word is intentionally that you set aside some time to refresh your spirit and spend some time in the presence of God as well, eliminating stress in your home by refreshing your spirit. Third tip, renew your body. I mean, to do that, you need some rest and plenty of exercise and the proper diet. Now, I know I sound like your mom here, but it's a great statement. And you know what? Your mom was right. Your body needs proper daily care. Again, it's about being intentional about that. Fourth tip is strengthen family relationships. I mean, these are the connections that will sustain you through the good times and the bad times. Determine whether you are enjoying or annoying your family, and then make the changes necessary to strengthen those family ties. Well, the fifth tip for eliminating stress in your home, roll with the punches. I mean, everyone goes through difficult seasons in life. The people who enjoy the highest level of contentment are the ones who, well, stay flexible when the tough times do hit. And believe me, they'll hit. So they'll stay standing through those tough times, and the tough times will then pass. Well, those are 5 tips you can use. They're the basis of a brand new tip sheet we've prepared for you, and I know you will want to get it. It's a really good tip sheet on ruthlessly eliminating stress in your home. Here's Roger to tell you about how you can get a copy of that.
Well, when you go to our Homeward Resource Center online at homeward.com, you'll find a number of different materials to look at, but in this case, you want to go to the Articles and Media section, and then just type in Eliminate Stress or Ruthlessly Eliminate Stress in the search there, and it says get answers, and you hit the button, it'll take you right to it, and then you can read it, you can print it out, you can download it, take advantage of these articles and tip sheets that we have at your disposal. There are more than 1,500 of them, and you'll find some video clips in there too. And did I mention that they're absolutely free? The articles and media section, you can access anything on our website without any sort of cost. There's no subscription involved at all. Push it along to your friends, use it at church, however you want to take advantage of these resources. We put them up there for free because we're a ministry. That's what we do. Your prayers and faithful financial support enable us to keep doing that. If you can give a gift while you're online, our website is secure at homeward.com. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.